ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, and text. Today's text is 44. Atha. Atha niryaya sarila.
Atha
niryaya sarila. Prachetasa udambata. Prachetasa udambata. Viksha kupyan drumas channam. Viksha kupyan drumas channam. Gam gam rodhum evo sritai.
Gam gam
rodhum evo sritai. Atha niryaya salilat. Pracheta sa udanvata. Viksha kupyan drumaschannam. Gam gam rodho vivasitai. Ataha. Thereafter. Niryaya. After coming out. Salila. From the water. Prachetasa, all the prachetas, udambata, of the sea, viksha, having observed, akupyan, became very angry, drumai, by trees, channam, covered, gam, the world, gam, the heavenly planets, rodhum, to obstruct, iva, as if, uchretai, very tall. Translation by and compromised by his Bhaktivinoda. Thereafter, all the prachetas emerged from the water of the sea. And they then saw that all the trees on land had grown very tall, as if to obstruct the path to the heavenly planets. These trees had covered the entire surface of the world. At this time, the prachetas became very angry. Purport. King Prachinabharisat left his kingdom before his sons arrived from their execution of penance and austerity. The sons, the prachetas, were ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come out of their water and go to the kingdom of their father in order to take care of that kingdom. However, when they came out, they saw that everything had been neglected due to the king's absence. They first observed the food grains were not being produced, and there were no agricultural activities. Indeed, the surface of the world was practically covered by very tall trees. It seems as though the trees were determined to stop people from going into outer space to reach the heavenly kingdoms. The prachetas became very angry when they saw the surface of the globe covered in this way. They desired that the land be cleared for crops. It is not a fact that jungle and trees attract clouds and rains, because we find rainfall over the sea. Human beings can inhabit it any place on the surface of the earth by clearing jungles and converting land for agricultural purposes. People can keep cows, and all economic problems can be solved in that way. One need not only work to produce grains and take care of the cows. One need only work to produce grains and take care of the cows. The wood found in the jungles may be used for constructing cottages. In this way, the economic problem of humanity can be solved. At the present moment, there are many vacant lands throughout the world, and if they are properly utilized, there will be no scarcity of food. And as far as rain is concerned, it is the performance of yajna that attracts rain, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.14. Anat bhavanti bhutani parijanana samudhava. Yajna bhavanti parijanani yajna karma samudhava. All living beings' bodies subsist on footprints, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, sacrifice. And yajna is born of prescribed duties. By performing sacrifice, man will have sufficient rainfall and crops. Very, very practical, actually. Vedic culture is very practical because it has to be practical. Human beings, we in this modern age, we make it very complicated, but actually human life is very simple. That's what Prabhupada used to say, simple living, my thinking. It's very simple. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, the stories are explained very nicely to give guidance to the human society. The prachetas, they are not ordinary, they are the son of Prachetana Maharaja, and they are all, you know, working under the direction of Krishna. So, they want to see the benefit of the people. They don't want tall trees and covering vast lands and mountains. They want land is there to produce rain for the survival of the human society. Just like in the city, we have parks. It's not that the whole city is parks. There are allocated areas where there's parks, and there's residential areas, there's office areas, there's lakes, and everything is allocated exactly as required. So similarly, in the Vedic culture, the land, even today in India, if there's any vacant land, the government will take it if they don't use it, right? They have to use the land to grow food. If you own the land and you're not using it, the government will take it if you're not producing anything out of the land. So, the vast land is there in the world. Some people say the world is overpopulated. That is total nonsense. If you look at Australia, even here in the city, as soon as you leave the city, there's so much land. Heaps of land. India, same. Heaps of land when you get out of the city. When you're driving, you're on a train, there's so much land on both sides. Vast land. So there's an overpopulation because everyone is cramping in the city. So the human society actually designed for God realization. But everyone is self-sufficient. Prabhupada explained in the modern age today, the world today is suffering because everyone is too much self-centered. They're self-centered. Everything's for me, and they don't want to share with others. If you have one house, two houses, three houses, you rent a few others, and some people living on the street. So where is the fairness? They're a bit loud.
Everything is there, provided for. Just like the rain. Krishna is giving rain, plenty of rain. And it rains so much. But the earth, there's no sacrifice. There's no acknowledgement. There's no recognition of who is the creator behind. So the earth also is Bhumi Devi. She is devotee of Krishna. She sees so many simple activities happening in the earthly world and the planet, so she holds back the grains. That's why, as you can see today, some countries have no food to eat. They're starving. So Krishna says, if you serve me, I will provide for you. And we are the example of that. We chant Hare Krishna, do come, do a little bit of kirtan, give a talk, and heaps of food waiting for us afterward. All you have to do is sing and dance, which everybody wants to do. If you don't sing and dance, then you sing and dance for, you know, wale wale out there, you know, mundane songs in the material world. They're doing the, you know. So we can sing for Krishna. It's so simple. Human life is very simple and it's full of joy if we want that. But because people are greedy, overly greedy, if you have five people, they have five cars at home. Isn't it? Where's the need for that? And they said, and there's this pollution because there's so many cars. The roads are too much traffic because there's no control. And it's overpopulated. That is nonsense. There's so much land properly explaining here. There's no overpopulation. And some people, they just have kids after kids, 10, 15, and then they can't provide for them. They just have for the sake of having. There's no control. So if you can actually manage your life in such a way, there is plenty for you. There's plenty, there's abundance in every way. All materially, everything is provided by Krishna, by God. Australia is the example of that. Here we're living in Australia, such a big country. And as soon as you leave Melbourne, you leave the cities, you hit the road. So much land. I came here once from Perth all the way to Melbourne by train. I want to see the land. They had this one train called Indian Pacific. It's a very, very long train. They may still have it. It goes from here to Adelaide, and then you have to change. But that time they used to have this train, long train, goes all around, starts from Perth to Sydney. So I want to check it out, what the land looks like. So much land, but half the land you can't use it. It's all useless. But there's land you can develop if they want to. But so Krishna is always thinking how I can to make provide for the human beings. Despite human beings not serving him, they're not recognizing him, still he's providing for us. It's not that elephant and the cows and the bulls that have a bead bag and go to the temple chanting their rounds. And at the end they get food, prasada. They're not chanting, they're still getting food. So Krishna is providing for, even though they're inimical, they're envious of God, atheists, still Krishna is providing for them. If you work for some company and you don't like the guy, the boss, they kick you out or cut your salary. But so many people, they're against God, they don't even believe it. But Krishna is still providing. He didn't kick them off. From today, there's no more food for you. If someone is suffering, that is due to their karma from past life. But you can't say, oh, it's their karma, let them suffer while you're enjoying. We have to also be very practical. They are suffering, let me give them Krishna consciousness. Let me give them prasada. Varadukha dukha, the devotees are very loving and caring. And they feel suffering in their heart when they see others suffering. So, Bhagavatam, it's such a wonderful thing. So the prasadas, they saw these big tall trees. You know, here, there's a place in Australia, in Western Australia, there's these huge tall trees. You have to look upward toward the sky to see how tall they are. But those are the special trees. They don't have tall trees so many here. In fact, they're cutting all the trees. And when you're driving, they put some nice trees on the side of the road. But if you go way back, they're cutting them all for toilet paper or other things. So just for people to see, they're putting plants, all these trees on the side of the wall. Very beautiful country, Australia. The tourists, they're checking it out. But they're actually cut the trees, they're regrowth. And they have forest national parks. But actually the whole country should be national park. They cut it out. Like hundreds of years ago, these cities were full of trees. They cleared it and they put cities all over the world. There's actually a book that tells you this city here used to be all this forest. So, like, and in Bengal, they don't like to cut too many trees. When we lived in Shantipur, where I came from, that area is so full, very green. And in a way, in that area, Mayapur, that area, it says if you go down towards the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace, if you go past that, that area is very flat. It's mentioned that Prithvi Maharaj cut the land. It used to be all mountains, and he was very angry, similar thing. And he flattened it to grow rice and grain for people. That area, it's mentioned. Like if you go on Parikrama, they'll tell you that. So, a similar thing, everything has its place. So that area in Bengal is so lush and very green because the Ganges, they're flooding every year. And there's a lot of rivers. So they bring the fertilization onto the land. I never heard in Bengal that they're putting fertilization, like, because the land is so good. And they grow vegetables, it just grows really quickly if you plant a seed. So Vedic time, the earth was giving because people are religious. If you are God conscious, the same thing. When if you are God conscious, you'll provide, Krishna will provide. The earth will provide. Everything comes on time. He says, it's mentioned that in Satyayuga, it didn't rain during the day. It rained at night because they didn't want to disturb the people. When people are sleeping, the rain. Nobody would die before the actual time. Because that was, because people are religious. They live a full life. Now, you tell that as a joke, everyone dying early. You see this coronavirus, everyone's dying. Everybody's so scared of death. People are not scared of death because they know they are religious, they are God conscious, they're not worried. They're not in anxiety. Here in Australia, they're also not worried. They don't care about death. They don't even bother to wear the mask. They say, it's not going to happen to me. They think they're invincible. But it's good to have the knowledge, to understand that when we have spiritual understanding, the knowledge, if we, one thing to understand the knowledge, another thing is the realization of the knowledge. When you have the realization of the knowledge, then we know we're not afraid because we see Krishna behind everything. A lot of people, I was speaking to this guy yesterday outside the gate for almost an hour. Arjun Sekhar said, talk to this man. I ended up talking with him for an hour. So he was asking a lot of questions from Bhagavad Gita. Somebody sold him Bhagavad Gita and he's reading. So he would say, I have many questions. So we were standing there outside the door. It was like the Bhagavad class, standing there for 1 hour. And he thanked me and said, I told him, like if you have any questions, read your books, you may not understand on yourself, you can come and ask me. You can sit with them. After the lockdown is over, you can come and talk with us and we can discuss. So, book knowledge is one thing, but sometimes we still need to read, but sometimes we don't understand it, so then we can discuss, we can clarify it. So Prabhupada, when he gave the Bhagavatam class, suddenly he used to ask the devotees, and they didn't know, and he was very angry. He was distributing books, but he didn't know the knowledge inside. You were meant to know, as well as we sell the books, but you also need to know what's in it. So he used to talk, he used to tell the devotees, you're distributing magazine, you're distributing Bhagavad Gita, but you don't know what's in it. So he used to suddenly ask them, what's this verse? And they go, I may look up. You know, that time they didn't have the Vedavis. They had to look up in the book. It took some time. And Prabhupada would be very angry meanwhile. So, and I was talking about this in the Mayapur area, and when I first joined the Mayapur, and it was all this land, so much land, and now they have a city there. So if you go to Mayapur, you can't even know, you don't even know where you are, or how you used to be before. And you can buy like 10 kata, you know, kata, and land for very cheap. Like, if you're spending 500 rupees, you can buy so much land. 10 katas or more. Now, it's impossible. So that's how we bought all the land. We own the whole of Mayapur. All the areas, the local people own the land there. Some people didn't want to sell it. So our idea was to buy all the land, and in the middle there's one land that the landlord didn't want to sell it. But they had no option. They had to, because all the land around it belonged to ISKCON. So they had to end up selling it. So that's how we have all the land. Whole of Mayapur belongs to ISKCON, practically. If you go behind Gosala, all the way to Jalangi, that's all our land. And there's a road there. There's land behind the road. It's connected right to the bank of the Jalangi that belongs to ISKCON. That's because they bought, we need the land for the city. And if you go towards like Jagannath Temple, all that open area, it used to be all field. Like if you're in a long building, right from back the long building, you can see way, way back, all fields. Now, of course, it's all buildings. But we have land all the way up to Jagannath Temple and right to the Ganges. And there used to be a lot of problem in the beginning days by the Gundas. But ISKCON is very powerful in Mayapur. You know, we're big into it, we're bringing money to India. So we have the support of the government. And after this new temple built, they will have to build an airport for sure. How are people going to come there? Biggest temple in the world. And how are they going to get to it? And we all go to India from here. It might take 10 hours. And I was going from Hong Kong to Calcutta, 5 hours flight. And 4 hours from Mayapur. And it's bumpy road. So they have to build to make life easier for the tourists to come to Mayapur. It's going to happen after a while. So my point is that in our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have the Krishna consciousness made easy for him, for the people of the world. And now there's food shortages. But there's no food shortage, actually. And I was thinking the other day, here in Melbourne, you know, the kitchen is so much food. It's more than even before. Because they're giving out, the councils donating. We don't even know what to do with it. They're probably saying, please take some home. This lemon, there's so much lemon and apples. Nobody wants to peel and cut because there's so much, a lot of work to do it. So they're ending up spoiling it. There's so much food. And those places like desert, Middle East, Yemen, those kind of places, there's desert area, you can't grow much. But actually, it mentioned those kind of places are sinful. You're born in that place here is from your past karma. So there's no food there. Of course, all the oil they're selling, that brings money. But artificial money. Ultimately, you can have a lot of money. But if you don't have food, water, what's the use? You can't sit down and get a big, huge silver plate full of money. You need rice, dal, sabji, chapati, you know, grains, milk products. You can't eat money. So ultimately, Prabhupada mentioned here, all the problem is solved. Agriculture, cow protection from land. The Indian people, they all know this. They said, the real asset is land. So they all buy land, real estate. Ah, Prabhu, buy land. And then you can build a house on it. You have the land, that's you have everything. Isn't it? You can survive somehow if you have land. And this was the Vedic culture. The sadhus, they lived in the Himalaya, they lived in mountains. They didn't need much. They were the bark of the tree, water from the river, grain from the field, milk from the cow. What else they need? Take bath in the river. And the mothers used, they used to wash their head with clay as shampoo. You know that? Very long time ago. The clay is so good. Clay, really good clay, it has antiseptic. It can, in fact, that area in Mayapur, again, is that clay, if you put on your skin, and it dry, sunbathe. When it's dry, it abstracts your poison out of the skin. It has the antiseptic. It's very, and actually some places they have facial, they use mud, and pay so much. But in India, originally, Vedic time, they knew what to do. They were all, now it's all down, you know, how to get food and economy. They weren't worried. Some people in the village in India, they don't even know what's happening in the world. Isn't it? They're used to living from land. They still today. I have been, somebody told me, I heard, even some English guy, they go there, they collect the taxes. They think they still ruled by the British. The villagers, they didn't know that they are independent. And I heard somebody was saying sometime. So people are so innocent. You know, I remember even when I lived like young in our villages, you know, we didn't have so much. We had very simple life. Every day, lunchtime, had five sabjis. Five sabjis. Rice, dal, in Bengal we didn't eat chapati. So they had so much food. And they didn't have too many pots to cook. Just one or two. They cook, transfer, use the same pot to cook. Next preparation. They come up with so many preparations. And they didn't go to the supermarket to buy it. They grow it there. They go to the begum, eggplant, some spinach, dhaka, the long spinach, and the murungakai from the tree, and this and that. They had so much sabji. Paneer, we had cows, we had one guy to come and milk, and we made paneer from fresh, and we were eating like kings, and very healthy, not chemical. This is life. This is enjoyment. Life is full of enjoyment. We don't know how to enjoy life. We want to work, go to the office, foam at the mouth, pay, get the bill, and go to the supermarket. They think our supermarket is everything. They don't know, it's all coming from the field. Isn't it? People don't have to worry about anything in life if they knew how to live a good life. All you need is land, just like Prabhupada says here. Land, cows, that's all. They had in America some years ago, we have a farm in Philadelphia, Gita Nagari. You heard of Gita Nagari farm, and we have cows. So the devotees made milk sweets. Western people have no idea. They make some milk sweets, maybe, but we have, you know, sandesh, barfi, rasamalai, and sweet rice, so many. And they went to, they had a competition. How many preparations you can make from milk. And they only make it like cheese and the other thing, feta cheese. So ISKCON, Hare Krishna, we won the medal for coming up with so many preparations out of milk. They were like shocked, so many things. In a burfi they ate, wow, my God. And this is caramel out of milk, you know. So Vedic culture gives us so much direction for living a good life. If you know how to. They don't know how to enjoy. They think drinking beer and they're getting a headache. Next day, headache all day, vomiting. This is enjoyment. We get up and we have a cup of hot milk. All of us brought up in milk, not in beer. So milk is what we need for protein. Even now I drink milk. They said if you get older, milk is hard to digest. But I don't care, I still drink milk. You can put some water in it. And if you don't eat anything, any grains or anything, just drink milk, you'll be fine. Because when you drink milk and eat roti, this, that, khichdi, that's all hazo-bazo in the stomach. It'll become khichdi with milk. But if you only take milk, maybe a piece of cookie or something, you won't feel sick. Because when you put other things, it will curdle in your stomach. Milk has to be taken and so on. Or banana, something similar. So everything has a perfect way to live a good life. You know, I tell people in villages, this disease, coronavirus, they don't even know what it is. They don't even know. They don't worry about it. You see, the people, they go to work every day here in the city. You go anytime, you go to the clinic. There are always these respectful people with suit and tie waiting to see the doctor. Every week. They have so much stress, so much workload, that they are always feeling sick. And you go to villages in India, they don't ever go to see the doctor. They're working very hard. And they have a good life. This is what the Vrindavan, the gopis and the gopalas mentioned, that they work all day and night. And at night it was sound asleep, because they work very hard. And they're not cowardly people. They just know Krishna is their supreme. It's all based on love for Krishna. Ultimately that's what it is. In our case too. And it's going to come to that. This modern civilization is going to crumble. And it is crumbling. This year is an example of that. It's crumbling. It has to go back to the Vedic ways. You can have so much many houses, so much money. We yesterday were talking about how they're going to there's no money. Already many people, some companies, supermarkets, they don't want you to have money because it might have virus on it. They're using a key card, you know, bank cards, express something. And previously they didn't actually have money. They had gold coins. Silver coins, gold coins. But, like I was saying, so Vedic culture is superior to any modern civilization. That's it. You know, they didn't have to worry about anything other than just chanting the holy name and doing sankirtan. You know, the brahmacharis, the brahmanas, they do puja, they do ceremonial work, you know, worship the deity. That is their service. Government will take care of them. Brahmacharya will have to learn about sannyas. Sannyas travel and preach. Now if you are grihastha, you are pujari, you still have to work because the government don't recognize the Vaishnavas. Everybody should go. Government would make sure the religious places are taken care of. That's their first priority. The Brahmanas are amply given donations and food. Even today in India, the Brahmanas, they do all the puja and stuff, they give them bags of rice, money, right? And stuff, they go away, they can't even carry it. They said, what happened to me if I become Hare Krishna? God will take care of the gift. There's that, the guy who used to kill people, and Narada Muni came and he told him, you're killing all these people. You have to suffer for that. Yeah, you're entitled to karma. He said, I don't believe all that. I have to support my family. Then Narada Muni said, with his power, he told him, see, all these animals that you killed, they are torturing you in your next life. He could see it, because his mystic power, he can show him that. He said, so then what should I do? Maybe my family, my children, wife, they will take some of my karma. He said, I don't think so. You can go and ask them. So he went and asked his wife, I'm providing for you and taking care of you, I have to work so hard and kill so many animals, and would you share some karma? He said, no way, that's your job. Karma, forget it. You're supposed to feed her, but not when it comes to karma. You have to take that. And then he asked children, they said the same thing. He came back and he surrendered to Narada Muni. Narada Muni said, you have to throw your bow and arrow if you want to serve Krishna. And he built a tosi plant and he would chant Ram. And he was so simple he couldn't pronounce Ram. So he had to make him how to pronounce the Ram. So you're chanting Ram, Ram. And then people near the villages, they heard this guy, he used to kill animals and leave them half dead. Now he's chanting Ram, he's become sadhu. And they were amazed. They said, wow, how can this be possible? And they were bringing food and grains and all kinds of things. He had so much, he had to open another hut. Like he had one hut to chant Ram under the Tulsi, another hut to a godown to build, put all his food. He had so much food to eat. He didn't know what to do with it. Then we had to open the food for life. So we think that if you chant Hare Krishna, if you serve Krishna, Krishna will provide. We don't have to worry. And Srila Prabhupada had this faith. He, in the beginning days when Prabhupada was in America, he had nothing. No money, no friend, no food to eat. Prabhupada was never ever, he always determined. He never let himself down. He said that Krishna is there with me. My Guru Maharaj is there with me. He had faith. He told his disciple, go to London, go to here and open a temple. Prabhupada, I have no idea. I don't have money. I had no idea how to open a temple. He said, don't worry, you go there. Krishna will help. Have faith. This is what requires. So Prabhupada knew that if you surrender, Krishna will provide. Right now, everybody is so worried. Oh, economy is finished. How am I going to survive? Are we don't even know how long we're going to live. Tomorrow, I'm going down the train and thinking, what if I get the coronavirus? You know, people are sneezing and stuff. I'm thinking. I'm not thinking, oh, I'm invincible. I'm Jai Hare Krishna. Krishna is going to protect me. Of course he is. But we still need to take precautions. Krishna is protecting us, always. But we still need to be very practical and understand that I have this material body. But overall, underneath, we know Krishna is always there to protect us. We're never worried. If we don't have the spiritual knowledge, if we don't have Krishna consciousness, if we don't chant Hare Krishna, if we don't believe in God, then it's a big worry for some people. All they can say is bad words and not Hare Krishna. Devotees are gentlemen. Devotees are soft. Devotees are very well spoken. Devotees are very relaxed and peaceful and loving and caring. Full of good qualities, like God. Like Anirudha Prabhu was saying yesterday. You know, devotees are very understanding and soft hearted. Why do we choose somebody I like, somebody I don't like? It's not I like or don't like. We choose to associate with someone who can inspire us to become Krishna conscious. That's how it is. Sangha, we associate with sangha because they can inspire us to Krishna conscious. Because the devotees are very gentle, devotees are loving and soft. They can give us the spiritual shakti. So any Hare Krishna is full of shakti, full of power in it, spiritual shakti. Shakti means that Krishna will give us his blessing through chanting. This is why, like all of you every day, you know, not everyone's here. You take great pleasure in chanting Hare Krishna, isn't it? That's what Krishna says in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. My devotees, they are conversing one another in pleasure. That verse. Because Krishna is there in his name. So we have ultimate knowledge. If we have ultimate love for Krishna, everything goes smoothly. Even there is a tragedy or some misfortune comes, a devotee is not disturbed by it because we know there is a reason for everything. There is always a reason for everything. Of course, We also know if something is not good, we don't embrace ourselves in that. We stay out of it. But somehow we have to know that Krishna consciousness is a perfect system. But still, people want to look for fault, they can always find something wrong with them. Even when Krishna was here, he was challenged, are you actually God? That's why he had to show universal form. So my point is that if you depend on Krishna, if you serve Krishna, he will provide. That's the point of this foreword. The prachitas, they are not ordinary. They are favored by Supreme Lord. There's Krishna's devotee, the son of Prasina Varsha. They are all great devotees. That's why they are in the Bhagavatam. They showed us how to live a life. Acharya is one who shows by his own example. He's a living example. He's a living legend in spiritual understanding. It's not that we are simply chanting Hare Krishna. We also know why we are chanting Hare Krishna. What is the knowledge behind it? It's not that we are simply doing out of just because my parents do. Because we know that it is what we are supposed to be doing. This is the purpose of our life. And the whole concept, the knowledge behind why we are doing it. This way, we are not in doubt of everything. When we are not in doubt, when you actually understand everything, everything becomes clear. But we do have to study these books. We have to associate, then there is no problem. Blacks, whites, from different countries, everyone is chanting Hare Krishna together so harmoniously. If you are in the spiritual world, somebody is yellow, somebody is blue, Krishna is blue, someone is black, and everyone is working together because they see Krishna in the center of everything. He is Bhagavan. So there is no problem. So similarly, here in this world, we have to understand that before you can go there. And everything will become very smooth. That's the ultimate. The real food is external food we need to survive, but we need to feed ourselves with spiritual knowledge through chanting. That's the actual substance of the Bhagavatam, is the love for Krishna. Because people may have land, people with emphasizing, you know, simple life. But some people may already have simple life, like those people in villages. But they have love for Krishna. What is? Monkeys also vegetarian. They can eat so many bananas a day. But they're always having intercourse. That's their real pleasure. That's monkey business. Isn't it? So, answer to everything is to become lover of Krishna. Through love, through knowledge. Even we are not even trying to tell people become a vegetarian. That is not the purpose of life. Elephant and a horse and a donkey and a cow. So many species of monkeys, all vegetarian. Lions, they're not vegetarian, but they eat meat. But they have to take hours and hours to digest that. And they're lying down under a tree. They're not working. That day they're very tired. And you see all the working animals, they're not tired. They're working. So if you eat meat, some people say, well, I'm taking for protein. What nonsense. Like, you see the cows, they're very strong. They're working and working. Donkeys, they're putting too much load on their back. Pulling. They're tired, but they can manage. So my point is that human life is not just meant for you can live a simpler life. Why do we need so much? Because we think we need. We don't actually need so much. It's a mother, you sometimes have 5 saris, 10 saris, even as devotees, so many saris, wardrobe. He wear one day, Janmashtami. That's okay for Krishna. And shoes, sunglasses. I just have one hat. He wear festival day silk hat. We don't do like that kind of stuff. And you open your wardrobe. Today, should I wear this silk hat today? Tomorrow, next this hat. We have the same clothes. So to practice detachment. But it's not artificial. We know that these things are making me attached to it. So I better not do it. We always see what's going to please Krishna. And this is so friendly, I like it so much. Then it's you're becoming attached to your shirt more than you're attached to Krishna. Then if you know, that's better give it up. Oh, I like this Mataji better, I don't like that one. You know, this is going on. This is why the beautiful Matajis, they get married quickly. The ones that are ugly, they left behind. Because everybody wants sense enjoyment. But it's not like that. There's my friend, Vasugosh Prabhu. He lives in Gujarat. Very nice devotee. He married that Mataji, is just like, you don't even want to look at her. She is not very beautiful. But he married her. That's his choice. He said, so I don't become attached, so I can remain focused on Krishna. When you are all young, you're handsome and everything, we have a lot of choice in life. But you see, Raghunath Das Goswami, his parents tried to make him stay in the family, tied him down. He ran away in the middle of the night to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's mentioned his wife was as beautiful as Apsara. So what is it that he's running away from? How come he has so much love for Krishna? What is it making him give up these material things? Because he has a genuine love for Krishna. And we don't have it, so we fall for material things. Simple. Try to see the consequences behind what we do. We give you a big plate of prasadam, you know, pizza and lasagna and spinach pie, you name it, all the things. He said, no, thank you, Prabhu. You have a little bit. It's such an attractive quality. And then, wow, my God, if that was me, I was going to eat all of that. So what is it that, because you see what's going to happen to eat all that. You're never going to digest it, you're going to feel sick. Even next day you can't come to the program. You can't chant japa with the devotees. There's so many things. Long term, you have to stay thinking long term. So this is why the prachetas, they saw for the purpose of the human society, to provide for them. Just necessary for livelihood. But they are also great devotees. They are giving spiritual knowledge. They are Vaishnavas. Now, they only see the material thing and they never see the spiritual thing. That is the problem. Because material things is not going to be able to solve all the problems. Material problems bring another material problem. But spiritual understanding is the ultimate solution to everything. So if you don't have spiritual life, you have nothing. Because material thing when it goes, you're going to go in anxiety. And it's going to go. When the devotees, we are getting sick, we simply chant Hare Krishna. We say, Krishna, he wants me to go, it's fine. We're not in total anxiety. Materialistic people, they have no idea. They don't know who to turn to. They're total anxiety. I'm sick, fine. I'm not this body, I have to die any one day. We're not that worried. We chant Hare Krishna. And Krishna will take. Of course, we have to do exercise to keep us healthy. The serving Krishna, that's the purpose behind it. I was taking yoga in China for 10 years. I gave it up. I thought these people are mundane. They want to be healthy so they can have unlimited sense enjoyment. And I'm encouraging that. So I said, this is not a good idea. So I do exercise with devotees so we can be healthy to serve Krishna. That's the purpose. To see Krishna behind. Without Krishna consciousness, it becomes very mundane. Even if it's Vedic, it's become Vedic nonsense. There is nothing with Krishna. You know, our whole idea of ISKCON society, Prabhupada, is to propagate Krishna consciousness. Love for Krishna. That's all. Hare Krishna. Sometimes I speak too much, like if I don't stop on time, I can go on for hours. I had trouble speaking when I first came here because for 15 years I never can speak like this because I had to translate because in those countries. And so when they're translating, I'm thinking. So now we have to speak spontaneously. So first year I was like, I had difficulty to spontaneously speak, but it came. I mean, you don't know this. Like if you're all talking and someone's translating, and then between when they're translating, you're thinking what they're going to say next. So suddenly you have to spontaneously speak. That becomes difficult. But it's how to do it. Okay. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.